Madam Chair, thank you. Excellencies, High Commissioner, ladies and gentlemen, Ireland aligns with the statement delivered by the EU and adds I wish to add the following in our national capacity. Chair, we welcome the opening statement from the High Commissioner, and I want to express our thanks to him and to his colleagues at UNHCR, and also to pay tribute to the staff, to the colleagues of UNHCR who work around the world in complex and often dangerous environments. And of course, we offer our condolences to the UNHCR following the recent killing of two of their colleagues in Lebanon. Chair, we need to see urgent de-escalation, an immediate ceasefire, and a surge of humanitarian assistance into Lebanon and into Gaza in a year which is on course to become the most deadly for humanitarian workers on record. We must again reiterate the importance of adherence to international humanitarian law. We continue to witness a challenging combination of destructive conflicts, climate emergencies, and economic insecurity, disproportionately affecting the most vulnerable and the least responsible. We see the enormous displacement consequences of horrific conflicts in the Middle East, Sudan, Ukraine, and beyond. And we recognize that these circumstances impact most heavily on those forced to flee the affected areas and the neighboring countries who continue to receive them and provide vital support. We are conscious of the enormous ongoing contributions from these host nations and communities, and we reiterate our support to them, recalling our shared responsibility towards protecting refugees without discrimination. We commend UNHCR for its commitment to protecting all refugees, asylum seekers, IDPs, and stateless persons of all ages, genders, and diverse backgrounds, including LGBTIQ plus persons. We call on the office to continue these efforts to support all without discrimination. In particular, we remain concerned by the specific challenges faced by women and girls, and we wish to highlight the need to ensure that survivors of gender-based violence continue to be prioritized in UNHCR's response. Madam Chair, as the High Commissioner has recalled in his opening statement, the 2023 Global Refugee Forum proved to be a great success. Ireland, for its part, made a number of pledges at the forum relating to core funding, climate action, food security, peace building, resettlement, integration, and safe and legal pathways. We remain committed to bringing forward the aims of the Global Compact on Refugees. The High Commissioner has also reminded us that strengthening the sustainability of humanitarian responses requires us to work closely with local organizations. This is a challenge to all of us to ensure that we move on from simply financial or contractual relationships to more equal and meaningful partnerships. Working in partnership with local actors will only strengthen UNHCR's key role in protection and your ability to access those most in need in the hardest to reach areas. As was referenced in the opening segment, climate change presents an existential threat, and we must recognize its impact and the reality that climate-induced migration is here to stay. In this regard, we very much appreciate the work that has been put into the Strategic Plan for Climate Action and the Climate Resilience Fund. Ireland recently announced its highest ever budget allocation for overseas development aid, including a significant increase in our climate finance contributions. We recognize the growing gap between humanitarian needs and funding, and we very much commend the role played by UNHCR in ensuring that both protracted and forgotten crises do not fall from the international humanitarian agenda. We welcome UNHCR's move towards sustainable programming and multi-year budgeting in the hope that aid dependency within protracted displacement situations can be reduced, while at the same time retaining its core mandate of protection and humanitarian assistance. Since 2023, Ireland's core funding has been provided under a multi-annual agreement. This is to ensure predictable financing to UNHCR in its longer-term planning. This provides, we know, greater flexibility and allows UNHCR to carry out its mandate and reach the most vulnerable more effectively. And we encourage donors generally to consider providing similarly unearmarked and long-term funding. In addition to core funding, Ireland has this year provided humanitarian funding for UNHCR-specific responses in several areas, including Jordan, Pakistan, Venezuela, Bangladesh, Afghanistan, Tanzania, Ukraine, Sudan, and of course Lebanon. To conclude, Madam Chair, Ireland has been and will continue to be a strong advocate for the indispensable role played by UNHCR. UNHCR will remain, is and will remain, a key partner for Ireland's humanitarian engagement. Thank you.